with this KLAM Sports Update for this Tuesday, June 4th. I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming up tonight on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com, Missouri River Activities Conference softball comes your way. Lamar's community softball team has a doubleheader in store with the Lynx of Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln. We'll have all the action for you with pregame of Game 1 starting a little after our 5 o'clock news. First pitch is at 5:30. You can catch all the action of Bulldog softball in the Missouri River Activities Conference right here on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com. Last night, it was our Floyd Valley Healthcare Plymouth County Game of the Week in an early battle of Wargo Conference unbeatens in the sport of baseball. And it was MMCRU coming out on top of the Hinton Blackhawks in Hinton by a 5-1 final score at the Dedeker Baseball Field yesterday. The Royals got an outstanding pitching performance in the win from sophomore Eli Schlenger. He pitched all 7 innings, allowing just 4 hits, an unearned run, and he struck out 9 Blackhawks. MMCRU head coach Cam Kuchel says Schlenger was in total command of his pitches throughout the game.
Everywhere he missed was around the zone. Everything looked good to the batter. We also had some nice plays behind him in the field. A few pop flies. Lucas Brown covered some great ground out in center field. A few of our infielders had some nice pop fly catches, but he was lived around the zone tonight, and that was the biggest key.
And like Coach Kuchel said, that pitching played right into the problems that Hinton hitters were having in the box. The pitches looked too good, and some of them didn't. His command offered opportunities for the Blackhawks to jump on him and try to get a rally going, but Hinton head coach Cale Kramer says the guys were letting those hittable pitches go by and swinging at the tempting pitches out of the zone.
Pitches that we should be confident in swinging at, we were letting them go by. And that's really, that can't be our MO because we're going to struggle if we do. And we saw ourselves swinging at a lot of early pitches that were out of the zone and put ourselves in some really tough spots. But we also got into a few predictable counts where we let a 2-0 fastball go right down the middle, you know, instead of being ready to pounce on that. So we, you know, we just got to change our approach a little bit here as we grind through this. But that's one of the main things there.
The scoring started for MMCRU in the top of the second inning when they put a pair of runners on to start out the inning. 2 quick outs later, Schlenger helped out his own cause, ripping a 2-out, 2-run single that gave the Royals the lead for good in the game. Coach Kuchel says that hit allowed him to settle in and let it fly on the mound.
That's a big moment for a sophomore. I think that helped just kind of go, deep breath for him. I got a lead now. I'm comfortable on the mound. You know, this, I think that really set him away, ready to go on the bump after that. But he's been hitting the ball well for us to start this year, and we're really happy with what we're seeing of him, out of him at the plate as a sophomore. We've got a lot of sophomores doing that for us.
The Blackhawks did take advantage of a throwing error in the bottom of the third inning for their only run, but the top of the sixth would put the nail in the coffin with MMCRU getting their first 4 runners on base from the 2-5 spots and scoring 3 of them. Through the first 6 games, MMCRU's top hitters have not been contributing the way they're used to. Coach Kuchel says that 6th inning was a positive step back in the right direction for that group.
Our bottom half has been the one that's been contributing for us most of the year. They've been the one that's been piecing together the big run innings for us, or at least starting it off. And they did it that first 2-run inning. I challenged that top half of the order because we have been struggling a little bit, and thankfully they stepped up to the challenge and met it. So, yeah, it was nice to see Mitch and Mason Grage and those guys hit the ball hard. Lucas Brown, those guys haven't started the year like they finished it last year, and it's good to see him put the bat on the ball tonight.
The Royals improved to 5-2 overall and remain perfect in the Wargo Conference at 2-0. Other top contributors, Lucas Brown went 2-for-3 with a double, a run scored, and an RBI. Gage Johnson stole 3 bases, scored a run with 2 hits, and Mitchell Schneff went 1-for-4 with an RBI in the victory. Let's continue our baseball scoreboard look in Wargo Conference action as 5th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's demolished Harris Lake Park in 5 innings, 15-1. Austin Klein drove in 2 runs with a double. Braxton Kneipp went 1-for-2 with 3 runs scored and 2 runs batted in. Colin Holman went 1-for-2. He scored 3 runs and drove in a run. Danen Lauks was pretty darn good on the bump. 5 innings, 3 hits, an unearned run, and he struck out five batters. Third-ranked Akron Westfield, well, they showed no mercy last night, defeating Hartley Melvin Sanborn in four innings by a final score of 25-1. Jack Terpstra hit a grand slam, five runs batted in. The Westerners plated 14 runs in the second inning. And this all came after Hartley Melvin Sanborn scored the first run of the game in the top of the first inning. The Westerners answered with those 25 unanswered. Yeah, I think they were pretty ticked off. They allowed themselves to take a loss on Saturday, and they took it out on the poor old Hawks of Hartley Melvin Sanborn. Other Wargo Conference baseball scores: Galing Catholic loses a non-conference matchup with Central Lyon 8-1. Mason Small drove in the game's only run. It was Dane Lehman. He went 3-for-3 with a double and a run scored, but a tough loss there for Galing Catholic. South O'Brien baseball, they beat West Sioux 9-5. In the Western Valley Conference in baseball, an extra inning thriller in Kingsley last night. So the Panthers walk off MVAOCOU in the bottom of the ninth inning by a score of 3-2. And the Panthers, they almost didn't even get to extra innings, had to score two runs in the bottom of the seventh inning to tie the game. And then it was Kevin Wright with a walk-off base hit in the bottom of the ninth inning. That was the only RBI for the Panthers at the plate, but he gets the job done to steal one from MVAOCOU in nine innings. Jameson Sistrunk went 2-for-4 with a double. Landon Howe went 2-for-4, and the Panthers got some great innings out of the pen from Easton Nissen. He pitched the last six innings, allowing just one hit, no runs, striking out 15 Rams in picking up the win in relief. Other Western Valley Conference baseball scores: you have Ridgeview beating West Monona 12-2 in five innings. OABCIG beat Lawton Bronson 11-6. And Westwood, they thump Siouxland Christian Whiting 27-0 in three innings. Finally, in MRAC baseball last night, 10th-ranked Sioux City East shut out Fort Dodge 4-0, and Fort Dodge bounced back to beat Sioux City West 11-3. Now to the softball diamond in Wargo Conference action, where Marina Cronin was unhittable. Literally, as a 7th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's shut out Harris Lake Park 7-0. Cronin goes 7 innings, pitches a no-hitter with no runs allowed. She struck out 12 batters, and the only base runners she allowed were 3 walks. Hallie Gallis went 1-for-4 with a triple and 2 runs batted in. Maya Bunkers, she tripled, going 1-for-2 and scoring 3 runs. Hallie Bunkers, 1-for-3 with a run scored and an RBI. It was 11th-ranked Hinton wasting no time beating MMCRU in four innings last night, 12-0. Kayla Cypersma went 2-for-4 with 3 runs batted in. She also pitched, allowing just 5 hits, no runs in 4 innings of work while striking out 1 batter. CJ Bader, she went 2-for-3 with a double and 3 runs batted in. And it was Addison Dunkel, 1-for-2 with 2 runs batted in. 14th-ranked Akron Westfield, they took down Hartley Melvin Sanborn in softball last night, 7-1. Caperly Fairbanks doubled and drove in a run. Mackenzie Hughes and Briley Johnson also with runs batted in. Trinity Christian over George Little Rock last night in softball, 13-4, and South O'Brien doubled up West Sioux 10-5. Western Valley Conference softball: Kingsley Pearson River Valley remains unbeaten in the WVC with an 8-6 victory over MVAOCOU. 7 runs came to score for the Panthers in the first inning. Julia Howe went 1-for-4 with a double and a run batted in. RBIs as well for Brooklyn Bielner, Claire Pashaw, and Maya Dossel, each of them with 2 hits. Pashaw actually had 2 runs batted in and a stolen base for all 3 of those ladies as well. 4th-ranked West Monona shut out Ridgeview 10-0, and an MRAC softball 3rd-ranked Fort Dodge took down Sioux City West 12-0 in 3 innings. Other high school results from yesterday. Yeah, it is baseball and softball season exclusively, but still some stuff to get to. We missed this from over the weekend. The Iowa Track and Field Coaches Association held their outdoor championships at Iowa City West High School yesterday. In the girls' throws, it was Hinton's Lauren Kunkel competing one last time at the high school level against high school competition. Kunkel placed 2nd amongst all throwers there in the discus at 123 feet. Then she was 3rd in the shot put at 35 feet 10 and a quarter inches. Another nice way for Lauren Kunkel to put her track season to to a close there, and her Hinton High School track career to an end as well. Also competing yesterday, Jordan Sitzman and Vincent Kohling of Kingsley Pearson Golf at the state co-ed golf meet happening in Carroll. Those two placed tied for 11th, shooting an 80. They missed out on the top 10 via a tiebreaker. Actually, they technically tied for 10th, but the tiebreaker keeps them out of the top 10 officially. So a nice showing there by Jordan Sitzman and Vincent Kohling. They were 8 strokes off of the winning tandem, who shot a 72. Now to some Little League scoreboard scores from yesterday on our sports scores and results page. Junior boys action, the Reds sweep the D-backs 6-4 and 9-3. Junior girls scores saw the Eagles beat the Falcons 16-8. Cardinals got the Eagles in that second game 8-6. Major girls scores, Liberty beat the Dream 14-8. It was the Aces over the Sky 8-6. Fever took down the Mystics 10-8. Minor league girls scores, it was the Suns over the Storm 11-3. Sparks beat the Hurricanes 12-11, and the Thunder narrowly better than the Comets 8-7. From high school to the Little League, all these scores can be found on our website. You can check those out at KLEM1410.com under the sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop down menu, click on sports scores and results. We go now to the sports schedule for today, where it is MRAC doubleheader day in softball. Again, our broadcast will bring you Lamar's Community hosting the Lynx of Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. First pitch of game one will be at 5:30. Other MRAC softball games around the area: Sioux City West is at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, Sioux City East is at Bishop Heelan, and Sioux City North is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. In the Wargo Conference tonight in softball, Remsen St. Mary's is at Akron Westfield. Some might say that might be the Wargo Conference Championship right there on the line tonight in Akron. Kingsley Pearson River Valley is at MMCRU, and Trinity Christian is at Alta Aurelia. Western Valley Conference softball, Boyer Valley is at West Monona, and South O'Brien is at Ridgeview. Baseball tonight in the MRAC, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln in town to take on Lamar's. On the other diamond, the Lynx still first place in the MRAC. Sioux City East is at Bishop Heelan, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson's at Sioux City West, and Sioux City North is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Wargo Conference baseball, Akron Westfield with a nice matchup in tow as they head to Alta to take on Alta Aurelia. Hinton is at Lawton Bronson, and Unity Christian is at Galen Catholic. Western Valley Conference baseball, South O'Brien's at Ridgeview, and Boyer Valley is at West Monona. For more sports news, check out our website. That's KLEM1410.com. You can hear a few more sound bites from Cam Kuchel and from Cale Kramer that we did not air for you today. You can also check out our Twitter page for sports news at KLEM Sports, and tune in tonight to Lamar's Community Softball as they take on the Lynx of Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.